welcome everyone to another episode of Coffee for Two with yours truly, Carl and
Natalie.
Welcome back, guys. We took a little week's hiatus just to catch up around the house and, you know, do all that sorts of thing that married couples do. What's going on, Nat?
We are about to leave for San Francisco.
I know, I'm so excited. Never really been out there. Other than being in the airport, I've never been to California, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, and I've been to California once before, but I was in Southern California, so this is my first time in the northern part of California.
I hear it's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So what do we have on deck while we're out there? You kind of keep our itinerary, that's why I ask.
Yeah, so we are going to visit Carl's aunt and uncle, and they are so gracious to open their home to us so we can explore the area. So we are going to first go to Napa Valley,
Sonoma Valley wine country. My favorite.
I'm so excited about that. Because, I mean, we have some great wineries and things in Jersey and PA, but, I don't know, you always hear, you know, the infamous Napa Valley, you know, and all the wine out there. So we're going to go there in the Redwoods, or Muir Woods, to see the giant sequoia trees, I think that's what they're called. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's the first day, and then the second day we were planning on doing the 17-mile drive down into Carmel, California. And then the third day we were going to do San Francisco and just explore, you know, walk around, see the sights and
Ghirardelli Square, food,
chocolate. My grandmother said the ice cream sundaes at Ghirardelli Square are to die for.
Well, they have a household name for chocolate, Ghirardelli.
Oh,
I love it. Yeah. We actually just made some tonight, and I think you were just thinking about it so much.
I just had brownies.
Yes.
Ghirardelli brownies.
Ugh. Yes, and we had a stir fry from, what was it, Sunbasker?
HelloFresh.
I actually like HelloFresh. Actually, I feel like the portions are a little bit bigger, which I'm happy with. It's good. I like those services. They're convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel like the chicken dishes always end up, there's like barely enough. But all the other ones I've had that aren't chicken are usually pretty good.
Let me tell you something. Those turkey burgers that we made the other night, which service was that from?
That was HelloFresh, too. Those were
absolutely
great.
Unbelievable. I was like, am I eating like something from a dish? And again, not a sponsor. This is our honest opinion. I was like, wow, these are so good. Yeah. It had like a cranberry mayo, right?
Yeah, it was is you combine mayo and cranberry jam, and you spread that on top of the turkey burgers.
Oh. I'm doing that like from now on. Like, every time I think of a turkey burger it's cranberry. Like Thanksgiving on a warm bun.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yes. So we kind of lead up the show with all this fattening stuff that we just did, having Ghirardelli brownies and all this food, because we plan on, this is going to be the kind of the main synopsis of the show for this week. When we get back from our trip to California, of course, when we're there, we're going to have fun. We're going to have wine. We're going to have ice cream sundaes at Ghirardelli Square. And indulge in some fine, exquisite dining that we come across in our trip to California. But when we get back, what do we discuss that we're going to do again? This will be our third time doing it now.
Third time for you? No.
Yes, our third time
it's
for me.
It's our time. We're going to do our Whole 30 again.
Yes, so the Whole 30 diet. So now catch people up. Explain to people exactly what. Cool. Is the Whole 30 diet.
One, it's not really a diet.
It's a lifestyle.
The whole purpose around the Whole 30 was, and the original reason why we did it the first time, was to eliminate a bunch of foods from your diet, or from your, you know, your daily, whatever you eat, for 30 days, all like the stuff that could cause inflammation and allergens and all that. You eliminate it for 30 days, and then you slowly, you're supposed to evaluate how you feel at the end of the 30 days without those things. And then you slowly reintroduce them one at a time. So you can see how each food group reacts with your body and whether you want to cut something out of your diet permanently or you find that, you know, it doesn't really bother you that much, so you'd like to keep it in. But that was really the whole purpose around the original Whole 30. And it was really helping people eliminate those foods that cause inflammation and make you feel sick and all that. So that was the whole purpose, and you can definitely read more about it, thewhole30.com. But
we did it for the first time, what was it, 2 years ago, right? I think it was summer of 2015.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
On paper, let me tell you this. On paper, it sounds like, oh, this is no big deal. But it's a little bit difficult if you're not used to that type of strict,
well,
strict diet.
I'll tell you one thing, is people don't realize, you know, how much of our food has sugar in it. Like, almost every other thing that you buy from the store, especially any packaged item, has some kind of sugar in it. And there's so many different names for sugar now, so people don't even realize there's sugar in something that they're having, you know. Especially any food out. Eating out is just full of all kinds of soy and sugar and all kinds of stuff. So that's why it's so hard, because you do have to read labels and make sure you're not, you know, you might think something is good for you, but it really might not be. So that was the whole thing. But the first time we did it, we only did it for 20 days because I was not doing it properly. I know I got sick at one point during it, so that kind of made it a damper on it.
It is a little bit of a shock to your system, though.
Yes. You have to admit. The first, like, I would say week, you're very sluggish because your body is so used to using, you know, sugar for energy, because you're just constantly pumping it with sugar and things like that, even if you don't realize it. And your body starts using that as fuel, but after you cut it out for such a long time and you're using fats, like healthy fats, like avocado and olive oil and nuts and things like that, your body starts transitioning from using sugar as fuel to using fat as fuel. And so in that transition phase, you start feeling really sluggish and cranky and tired. And you might want to give up after a couple of days because you're like, this does not feel good. You know, this, you know, I'm feeling worse. But if you just keep sticking through it, you will, I think around day 15 or 16, they say you get tiger blood, which is just basically a fancy term for you just kind of like all of a sudden light switch goes on and you start having so much more energy and feeling so much better and excited and pumped up, and your workouts are better and everything. So if you just push through, you'll get through it. Because I did do the full whole 30, I think it was last year. I did the full thing.
Because the first year was definitely 20 days.
Yeah.
Last year, I think I did it as well, but I only think I did it for like 2 weeks. And then I think I kind of like...
I think at the beginning of this year we tried.
I think I followed like most of the recipes, but I didn't follow all the rules to a T. Like, I do like a little bit of dairy. I like to have half and half of my coffee.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I followed the recipes. I ate what you made for dinner, but I didn't totally do all the label reading that I should have done. I think this year I want to actually follow it to a T, and I want to do the full 30 days. Yeah. I've always either done it early, like finished it early, like the first 2 years ago, finished it in 20 days, or I didn't, or I did it for the 30 days or whatever, but I didn't follow the rules, so therefore it doesn't really count.
Yeah, it really doesn't count. Like, a whole 30 is whole 30. If you're gonna, like, eat whole 30 style meals, but then not follow the complete rules, you're just not doing a whole 30. You're just eating 90% healthier, but that's it. So really, the whole 30 is 30 days of sticking to these rules and regulations. And yes, there are rules and regulations, all again on the website whole30.com. And there's a ton of great books about it too, by Melissa Hartwig and Dallas Hartwig. That I know a lot of them are now by Melissa. But you can look them up, and the first one they came out with was It Starts With Food. And that book is really the science behind why or how the Whole 30 came about and why it's important. So if you are really like a nutrition nerd or whatever, you just want to really learn why these certain things, you know, might cause inflammation in your body, definitely start with that one. But now they have so many options out there. There's like the Whole 30 book with the guidelines and some recipes. There's a Whole 30 cookbook now, which when I first did the Whole 30, that didn't even exist. So there's so many great resources. I think there's another one called Food Freedom Forever, And that is, after you've done your whole 30, like, how to, just have food freedom. Just meaning, like, not be a slave to the sugar and all that, you know. So, definitely check out those resources online as well.
But, go ahead.
Before we get into the next thing, why are we doing this whole 30 this time? For you, what is, why do you want to
do it? For me, I need a reset button. I spent the last 2 years, personally just focusing on school and working full time and getting my regular routine life done with all these other, X factors, like staying up super late to finish a lot of assignments and just on the constant go all the time for 2 years straight, really without getting an adequate amount of sleep, kind of just not really, you know, just kind of eating what I wanted to just kind of like comfort myself, essentially. We did the whole 30 2 years ago. I followed it, I believe, to, I mean, as I can recall, I followed it to the rules for 20 days, and I lost 18 pounds, and I felt great about that. And it also, besides that, I also noticed myself not relying on sugar as much as I used to before that. And I still hold up to this day. To this day, I don't use sugar in my coffee. I used to buy flavored creamers or dump sugar in my coffee and all that sort of thing. You know, don't get me wrong, I am a big proponent of a big scoop of ice cream from every time, every now and then. But everyday usage, a little thing like that, I don't rely on coffee. I mean, excuse me. No, I definitely rely on coffee. I don't rely on sugar like I used to. I kind of steered myself away from eating a lot of snacks that might have been, you know, heavily, you know, in, what's the word I'm looking for? Usage of a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar and things like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of just naturally steer myself away from it. I think I need to kind of get back to that. I need to kind of hit the reset button. Because even as I notice, when I get home, I'm done with school. And last night I came home, we ate dinner, you know, watched a little bit of TV, and I dozed off. And I just felt like, why don't I have any energy anymore? I slept 7 or 8 hours. I slept from like 12:30 till 7:30. Like, that's a good solid amount of sleep. And I'm just like, why don't I have the energy? I feel like I'm still somewhat young, in my late 20s. I should have enough energy to kind of keep going.
Yeah.
And I think it might be to the food that I'm eating.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's why we're going to do the whole 30 again. For me, it's really about the sugar, because I like have a bad sugar sweet tooth. And in the Whole30 book, they refer to it as a sugar dragon, because it's just like once you have a little bit, all of a sudden the sugar dragon comes out and you just like crave it and you need it. And after every meal, you're looking for something sweet, you know? So that was really my, you know, reason why I'm doing the Whole30 again. Every time I start doing it, I mean, I've done it 3 times, but I haven't. I've only completed it once, done the full Whole30. But every time I do the Whole30, I'm always like, I'm not doing this again, because it's really not meant to be all something you just do consistent, you know, one after the other. It's meant to be like a reset only. But here I am doing it again because my sugar dragon is in full force. Every single day, especially after lunch and dinner, I'm like craving something sweet.
Because you're so sweet.
Yeah,
right. You smirked a little bit. Okay, I got a little smile from that.
No, but really though, it's just we just made brownies, so.
And I had a beer.
And I had like 2 brownies.
And I had some peanuts earlier.
Because you have those honey roasted peanuts, which is not good.
They're delicious. They're so good. Anyway. There's Planner's Nutrition.
Yeah.
Honey roasted nuts pack. It's a combination of peanuts, granola, and honey roasted clusters. So, oh my gosh.
So that's so what good. I mean. People it's like think, candy. People think they're eating this healthy snack, and really, it's not. It's like, if you look at the sugar on that, you know, I'm sure there's a ton of sugar.
There's only 7 grams. It's not that terrible. I do look at that.
It's nuts. It shouldn't even have any sugar in it.
They're so good. It's like, all right, 7 grams, if I'm going to have that to be my snack for the day, it's not that bad versus going to have candy bar or a granola bar that might have 15 or 17, 20 grams or something like that.
Anyway, so that's why I'm doing the whole 30 days, because I need to tame that sugar dragon. Because the last time I did it the full 30 days, by the end of the 30 days, I'm like, didn't even really care for sugar. Like, I totally kicked the habit of the after dinner sweet, which I had gotten back in the habit of. So definitely looking forward to that, even though it is very challenging, you know, just trying to kick that habit. But I think the structure helps me. I'm somebody who thrives on like a system and like a structure and, you know, having some guidelines. So I think that'll really help me and help you as well to incorporate some good habits, get some good habits back in our lives.
Right. I felt the same way. I felt great after we did it. And I want to get back to that. I want to get my energy back. I don't think I'm so much of the sugar as you, a fan of the sugar as you are. I'm more of, I think my downfall is the carbs. I love carbs. And I need to kind of get away from that. I love pasta and bread and all those sort of things.
Yeah.
So I think it's me to take a step back from that. I remember 2 years ago, it was the most difficult thing. I went to the Firefly Music Festival down in Delaware, right in the middle of it. And we got there, and there's food trucks everywhere, the most delicious foods you could think of. And I had to get, like, plain chicken and lettuce or something like that. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, the smell is going to kill me. Because there's so much good food, anything you could think of.
Yeah.
So it's willpower. It does take willpower. Excuse me. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. It does take some willpower. And I think you have to kind of dig deep and just kind of push yourself through, because I think you're going to feel better than you've ever felt before if you can get through this. And just push yourself to do this, because it could set you up just to begin a healthier lifestyle from here on out beyond the 30 days.
And it actually, like, if you, in one of the books, it talks about a lot of, like, non-scale victories. So, obviously, losing weight is a huge victory for a lot of people. Some people do the whole 30, and they really don't lose much weight, because it's not really designed, I mean, to just, it's not just a weight loss program. It's really designed for, you know, finding out which foods interact with you and all that. Negatively and positively. But there's a ton of non-scale victories in the book that you can read about, that people have reported, from just doing the whole 30, like, you know, their muscle, like, muscle soreness goes away faster, they have more energy, they, like, I don't even know, lower blood pressure and all kinds of things that, you know, they go to the doctor and they're lowered cholesterol, all kinds of things. So you really got to look into it. But there's so much more benefits than just losing weight, too.
Another thing that I think people look past a lot of times is your overall mood and the way you just feel throughout the day. Beyond the energy and weight loss, that's all great. But your overall mood, I think it'll just put you in a better mood if you're feeling better. And, of course, if you're looking better, you might have more confidence. Therefore, you're firing on all cylinders throughout the day. My recommendation is, because I don't think we did this correctly the first time, is plan out enough different kind of variety of meals that keeps you, your quote-unquote, food entertained, that I call you.
Otherwise, go into that next.
Okay,
tips.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get to it. Do you want to touch on anything before we move there?
No, exactly what you were going into. I was just going to say, like, we're going to just talk about some tips now so people can.
So let's dive into tips.
So go ahead, continue to do what you just said.
One of the things I noticed when we did it the last couple of times, I think last year when we did it, it was a little better, but the first year I remember we kind of didn't plan out our meals as much as we probably should have, and we just kind of stuck to a lot of just plain chicken breast with dry vegetables, and after a couple of days, you know, after a day or two, you're like, okay, I could do this with a sweet potato. I think we're allowed sweet potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's natural, right? And I was like, oh, this is fine. I can handle this. No problem. But after having that meal several times, you just become bored of it. You almost don't even look forward to eating. You're like, oh, I'm going to just eat the same dry chicken that I ate. five times already.
Yeah.
So I think...
Food boredom.
Food boredom, exactly. And I remember last year when we did find some neat little recipes that were actually pretty good that I would actually even eat when I'm not even on this program.
Yeah. And you know what? I did, I had those wild tree meals too that helped. But anyway, yeah, I definitely recommend, like you said, planning out your meals ahead of time and preparing for them, because if you're, you know, just cooking a bunch of chicken and vegetables, you are going to get sick of it very quickly.
And eggs. I think I had never wanted eggs well, ever again after that we did it. Because you're allowed eggs, and I had so many eggs.
Well, you got to prepare them different ways. Don't just make, like, an omelet every single day, and then you get, like, sick of it. But, yeah. And I totally forgot to mention this earlier, but well, I could always do that at the end. Like, the guidelines of, like, what you actually eliminate, we never even mentioned that.
Well, all right, let's finish up the tips. Do you have any other tips before we dive into that?
Well, my number one tip is, like you said, like, prepare ahead of time. That's the biggest thing. Write it out, what you're going to make that week, and have everything ready to go. Like, anything that you could prepare ahead of time, prepare. Like, dinners, you could just get the ingredients and have it ready to go. Make extra so you could pack it up for lunches and things like that. And when you're going out to dinner, definitely, if you're going out to dinner with somebody, you can go out. It is a little difficult because it you'll notice, like, if you look up the menu, always look up the menu beforehand. Especially, you know, if they have online, like, a allergen, like a PDF with an allergen info and all that, look into that, because one of the things you have to eliminate on the Whole30 is legumes, which includes soy. And I'm telling you, like, 90% of all these fast food or fast casual restaurants have, like, this soy in everything. Oh my gosh, it's like, I guess it's in the oil, like the soybean oil and all that. So really, you know, do your homework and research before you go out to eat. And you could just ask for something plain, just without seasoning. Because, like, we went to Longhorn Steakhouse and I looked it up and I'm like, okay, well, it's a steak and vegetables. There can't really be anything bad in that. But yeah, covered with soybean oil and some kind of buttery thing.
That's where the flavor comes from.
Yeah, so just ask for it, just without any seasoning, just a plain, and they'll be happy to make it for you, just, if you just ask for it and specify. Yeah, so I definitely recommend doing your homework before going out to restaurants. Definitely look online, because there's tons of, like, Whole30 blogs and, like, recipes. A lot of the paleo blogs and things like that, a lot of those paleo meals fall into Whole30 as well, but you just gotta be careful because certain things don't. But yeah, so definitely check out all the resources online as well. Do you have any other tips?
I think just preparation is the biggest one.
Bring snacks too.
And I think drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, because I think if you're gonna not have as much sugar and a lot of snacks, you might forget to just hydrate yourself. I think it's important to kind of feeling, I guess, like, at least nourished in that aspect as much as possible. Because if you've never done anything like this before, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I know you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it.
Another couple tips, don't plan, like, some, like, rigorous exercise the first week or so, because you will, like, start, especially day, like, 2 or 3, you'll start realizing you, like, do not have a lot of energy. And the last thing you want to do is, like, overexert yourself when you're already feeling kind of crummy. So just take it easy, like, when you're starting out. And just listen to your body and work out. You know, you can take a walk or whatever, but don't, like, overexert yourself in the gym. And I promise you, you will have a ton of energy if you just keep sticking with it, and your workouts, you'll make up for it in the later part of the month.
And I think we should also state that maybe consult your physician or whatever first, because I don't know what everybody's condition. Everybody's got a unique situation themselves. So maybe if this is something, maybe if you look into it, research it, it couldn't hurt to consult your physician or whatever, because we're just recommending a book that we read. We're not doctors in any way. So if you have some kind of condition, please consult somebody before trying this out. But it is a great program.
Yeah, and I, again, like, have snacks on hand. You'll obviously plan your meals out, but, like, you could have Whole30 approved bars and, like, certain, like, jerkies and meat sticks and things like that, or, and nuts and prepared, all that stuff that you can prepare and have in, on hand in your bag. Not just so you could just eat constantly and just fill your, you know, mouth and, you know, with that satisfaction of just eating. I don't know, sometimes people, it's like a mental thing.
I think it is, too.
You need to have food in your mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
You need to be eating something all the time. No. Just, you just have it on hand just in case all of a sudden, you know, hunger hits or something and you're, like, in a moment of weakness and there's a place right down the street or something that sells really like good crispy french fries or donuts or something, and you're like, oh, you know what, I've done enough of this Whole30, and then I'm so hungry, I need to eat, it's better than I eat, and then you just ruin it all.
Yeah, just have confidence and believe in yourself, you can get through this, and you'll feel so much better once you do get through it.
Yeah,
I promise.
And so I guess that's it for tips, but we can go into like, what are the actual... I'll just briefly cover the guidelines, like, what you're actually eliminating.
Right.
So you're going to be eliminating alcohol. That's a given. So all alcohol. You're eliminating dairy, which that one was a hard one, because we have, like, cream in our coffee every day. All dairy, cheese, and all that. You're eliminating legumes, and that includes peanuts. So almonds are fine, and, you know, things like cashews and stuff. But peanuts are not really, I mean, they're considered a legume, so they are out as well as any, like, beans and, yeah, like, beans, like chickpeas and all that, so no hummus and all that. Grains are out, and that is gluten-containing grains and non-gluten-containing grains, so, you know, obviously bread and pasta and all that is out, but also, as well as quinoa and what are the other, not like rice and things, those are all out as well because they are grains and you are completely eliminating grains for your Whole30. What else was there?
So are we allowed, because one of my favorite things that we make sometimes is zucchini noodles with sauce. Is that fair game?
Yeah, that actually is. As long as the sauce does not have sugar in it, yes.
So I guess the best way to do is maybe do a homemade sauce. Right.
There's a lot of sauces out there that are actually not made of sugar. The one we have is, yeah.
So maybe we can
anyway,
do that.
Anyway, so, and I think, what is that? Grains, dairy, legumes. I feel like I'm missing something. Alcohol.
Added sugars.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, any added sugars you're eliminating as well. I think that was it, though.
And there may be more, but you might want to grab the book or one of those books that has all the guidelines. Yeah, or just look it up online, it'll tell you.
Yes, again, Whole30.com. And it seems like a lot, like, when you're looking into this, you're like, what the heck am I going to be able to eat? But really, I mean, the Whole30 cookbook has tons of really good recipes. You could make, like, you can't have most, like, mayonnaises and sauces and things like that. But there's a really good recipe for making your own mayonnaise on the website. And you can use that and add all kinds of, you could really make a lot of flavorful things and you just don't even realize it. So I think one of the non-scale victories about the Whole30 is that you just realize, you just learn to make a lot of healthy things without using all that sugar and stuff that really is not that good for you to make it flavorful. You really don't need that. So yeah, but those are some of the guidelines. I feel like I'm missing some things, so definitely check it out online.
I agree. Look into it. It's a great program. A Whole30. It's definitely a game changer.
Yeah.
I've tried other things before. This is definitely something that stands among, you know, stands out from the rest of a lot of those programs.
Mm-hmm.
So highly recommend.
And if you're doing the Whole30 and you get to Whole30, the day 30, also make sure that you do the reintroduction period because it definitely did not, like, I mean, the first couple days I did of the reintroduction, the last time I did it, went well, but then I kind of fizzled out at the end.
I think I dove into a bowl of ice cream the day after.
Yeah, it'd be a complete waste if you did the Whole30 and you did not do the reintroduction because, yeah, you lost some pounds, but you don't know If you just eat, if you just eliminate all those things, and then on day 31, you eat a big bowl of ice cream, big bowl of pasta, a glass of wine.
All my favorites.
Yeah, like a bunch of cheese. You're not going to know, and then the next day you feel, like, terrible, and you feel sick and bloated and tired. You're not going to know, like, what you ate that made you feel that way. So that's why the reintroduction phase is really important, because, you know, that first day, maybe you just have a glass of wine, and then the next 2 days you stick to Whole30, but you evaluate how that glass of wine made you feel. And then you could say, like, do I want to continue having alcohol? Well, obviously, it's a special occasion, but, like, you know, do you want to continue that in your diet, or do you want to eliminate it? And the same thing goes for all the other things. So day, the next thing you introduce maybe is dairy. So you have a little cream in your coffee, you put some cheese on your salad, you have a thing of yogurt, and then for the next 2 days, you stick to Whole30 guidelines, and you just evaluate how that dairy made you feel. You know, maybe you feel bloated and all that, and then you're like, maybe dairy is not worth it to me, or you at least eliminate it from your diet, but then you know, like, okay, you want ice cream really bad, and you could just evaluate it in your head. Is it worth it to me to feel bloated for the next few days if I have this ice cream? And, you know, if it's your birthday, maybe it is worth it to you, and that's totally fine. But that's,
you just gotta live it up.
Yeah, so it's not like you're never gonna have it ever again. It's just you'll know when it's worth it to you and when it's not, and how your body's gonna react, so you can be prepared. So,
I agree. Check it out. We're gonna start right when we get back from San Francisco. I believe on the 11th, correct? Mm-hmm. And our 30-day program is gonna end on the 10th, the day before our wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So we can reintroduce and celebrate. Hopefully making it through 30 days.
No, we will make it through 30 days.
On our wedding anniversary. Great. Anything else to add on the Whole 30 there, Natty?
I think that's it.
Great. So we'll be back probably the later part of next week again. We're not on our normal day today. We took a week hiatus. But next week we're probably going to be a different day as well, because we're going to be in transit. So we'll be back next week. We'll let you know how the trip is, and we'll be back with more Coffee for Two. And anything else?
Nope.
So I guess we'll see you guys next time. You can catch us online at Coffee for Two on iTunes and Google Play. And our handle, Coffee for Two PC.
On Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, Coffee for Two PC on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us on there for all things Coffee for Two. That's it. I'm Carl.
And I'm Natalie.
We'll see you guys next time on Coffee for Two. Take care.